Well, sir, it's about the middle of the afternoon as our scene opens now. And here on the front porch of the small house halfway up in the next block, we find Sade and young Russell. The former is quietly darning socks, while the latter holds forth philosophically. Listen.
Yes, sir, this is a very peaceful spot, this front porch of ours. In future years, we'll probably think back on the pleasant hours we spent sitting here in the swing.
Uh-huh.
Don't you think this is a peaceful spot?
Sure.
The lazy sun warms the sidewalk. July breezes stir the sleepy air. The perfume of flowers floats to the nostrils.
Where'd you get all that fancy talky-talk?
The moving picture show. Four-fisted Frank Futtleman said trash on that order to Gloria Golan the other night. The lazy summer sun warms the sidewalk. July breezes stir the sleepy air. The perfume of flowers floats to the nostrils. All is calm.
All is bright.
Huh?
You're saying all is calm made me think of a song people sing at Christmas time. All is calm, all is bright.
Oh, uh-huh.
Oh, Christmas. Almost time to start thinking about Christmas again.
Yeah. Yes, sir, Mom, we'll look back to these present hours when we're old people.
I'm old people now.
Not at all. You got your whole life ahead of you.
You're just saying that to make me feel good.
No, I'm not. There's not so much difference between our ages.
There's a little difference, 21 years.
Is that correct?
I believe so.
Oh, well, 21 years isn't that so much. Why, when I'm 60, you'll only be 71.
81.
Oh, sure, 81. People will take us for a brother and sister.
Maybe they'll take us for twins.
I wouldn't be at all surprised. And like I say, we'll look back on these pleasant summer afternoons sitting in the porch swing. We'll remember how peaceful everything was. We'll remember
who's coming up the street, lickety-split.
Gove, by George.
Trotting along like a house afire.
Pretty warm day to be going that fast.
He was saying at the dinner table the other noon he felt like he needed more exercise than he gets. Maybe that's why all the speed.
Hi, where's the fire?
Greetings, friends.
Is the chief of police chasing you?
Yeah, I robbed the people's bank building of $19 million.
Don't yell anymore, Russell. I think Mr. Donahue's sleeping.
He's always sleeping.
No, he's not. When other people's tucked away in bed, he's out on the railroad tracks running his locomotive.
You guys whispering secrets back and forth? Are you plotting and scheming and hatching up wicked plots?
I'm just saying I don't think we ought to raise our voice too much. I got a sneaking halfway notion Mr. Donahue is asleep next door.
Oh, he's always asleep next door.
Oh, well, he's not. When
I got no time to stand here discussing Donahue and his breed. I run up from the office and I have to run back again. Maybe you two guys could help a fella. I need a little assistance.
What's the matter?
Come on in the house and I'll tell you. You too, Jeanette.
Okay.
Shake your lead, will you, Sadie, honey?
What's the big commotion about?
Well, here, I'll take your stone basket. Russell, you run on ahead and beat it upstairs, will you?
Want me to bring down...
I want you to bring down my good suit, my new shoes, and my lodge robe.
Good suit, new shoes, and lodge robe.
Yeah, and don't wrinkle the suit. You coming, Dr. Sleech?
Fast as I can. What is all this?
Well, I'll explain. Oh, bring me down my dark blue necktie, too, Herbert.
Dark blue necktie, all right.
Here's the setup. Miss Hammersweet unfortunately forgot about a special delivery letter that came for me the day before yesterday. And it wasn't until 20 minutes ago that she remembered... Well, say, we might be accomplishing something here. We've only got a few minutes. While I'm stepping out of my clothes, will you get me something out of the bookcase?
Why don't you go upstairs and undress?
Because I have to learn something by heart out of my lodge library, and I want you to coach me. It takes time to trot up and downstairs.
What do you want me to get out of the bookcase?
Volume 3 of my lodge library. Oh, doggone it, I have not in my shoestring.
Volume 3, you say?
Volume 3. They're all in order, so all you have to do is stick your hand in and drag it out. Toss me a hairpin, will you?
Hairpin?
So I can unstrangle this shoestring.
Hey, Gov!
Oh, no, I suppose I got a chat. What do you want?
I can't find your lodge robe.
I can't find your lodge robe. Listen, don't be standing up there hollering you can't find my lodge robe. Bring down my lodge robe.
What?
Bring down my lodge robe.
I can't find it.
Well, look till you do find it. Where's that hairpin?
Here.
Did you get me volume 3 out of the bookcase?
No, I've been fishing for hairpins.
Well, please get me volume 3 out of the bookcase.
Person's only got two arms, Vic. If I had 1,000...
Must I get volume 3 out of the bookcase?
If you want to, yes.
It wouldn't hurt you to cooperate a nickel's worth saved.
Person can only do one thing at a time.
Do we grow irritable?
Yes, we grow irritable. Will you tell me what this hubbub is all about?
The day before yesterday, a special delivery letter arrived at the office from Hunky J. Sponger from Lodge Headquarters in Chicago. Miss Hammersweet carelessly misplaced this special... Volume 3?
I guess so.
Does it say Volume 3 on the cover?
Yeah.
Then the chances are pretty good it is Volume 3.
You don't need to be sarcastic. I'm doing all I can to
No, help. Kiddo, but listen, I'm in a great big hurry.
What about? Where are you going? What is this?
Like I said, Miss Hammersweet carelessly neglected to call my attention to Hunky J. Sponger's special delivery letter. Didn't you get the large roll?
I couldn't find it.
He couldn't find it. He couldn't find it.
Well, I couldn't. Here's the other stuff, though.
Say, would you mind getting me my large robe?
If Russell couldn't find it, I don't see how you expect me to.
Well, it's got to be up there somewhere, don't it?
Well, sure.
Come on, help me out, Mr. Woolsh. Try it up and get me my large robe.
Where'd you look, Russell?
All the closets.
Probably in a dresser drawer.
You told me to keep out of dresser drawers.
Well, I'll go see.
And make it snappy, will you?
I can't any more than break my neck. Are you going to explain what this is all about?
Hunky J. Sponger, the big shot lodge official, wants to... Hey, Margaret, you stay here. I'm going to need you.
Okay.
Pick up that book there.
What's
and
turn. Hunky J. Sponger wanted?
Huh?
What's Hunky J. Sponger want?
I don't want to holler back and forth, kiddo. When you bring down my lodge robe, I'll explain the whole works. Turn to page 119 in there.
Page 119.
Where it's got up at the top, appropriate greetings to visiting dignitaries.
What is it you're going to do, Gov?
What is it I'm going to do when?
Now, this afternoon. You're getting all dressed up.
Is that the page?
Yeah, 119.
What's it say up at the top?
Appropriate greetings to visiting dignitaries.
Yeah, that's it. All right. Read me the little speech there in italics about the middle of the page.
Here, huh?
Yeah, read it out loud.
What's the idea?
What's what idea?
Having me read to you.
I got to learn that little speech by heart.
Oh, I thought maybe you wanted me to entertain you. Thought maybe in a minute you'd ask me to sing you a little song.
Will you read that speech?
So you can learn it by heart, huh?
Yes.
One yes would have been enough, Gov. Remember,
read me that little speech.
O lemon-colored messenger from celestial galaxies, O sweet-fingered zither player from the skies, let the hem of your garment touch my flesh. Scream defiance.
That's enough for a minute. Now let me get that first part. O lemon-colored messenger from celestial galaxies, O honey-knuckle banjo player from...
Sweet-fingered zither player it is.
Huh?
It's sweet-fingered zither player, not honey-knuckled banjo player.
Okay. Let the hem of your garment touch my skin.
Flesh. Let the hem of your garment touch my flesh.
Oh, quit buttoning. Can't expect me to get a letter perfect. Oh, lemon-colored messenger from celestial galaxies. Oh, sugar-muscled zither player.
It was in the closet, Russell.
The lodge roll?
Sure. Been a rattlesnake. It bit your head off.
Which closet?
Hall closet.
Well, that's strange. I searched that hall closet
Russell,
from top.
Read some more of that.
Okay.
Well, I'm getting out my necktie here.
You still haven't explained where you're going or what you're going to do.
I told you. I got a letter from lodge headquarters.
Yes, but you never said what was inside.
Well, let me get some of this speech straight in my head and read some more, Russell.
Scream defiance to the yellow stars and kick your heels in savage delight. Crush the crazy moon between your great white teeth and roll your eyes at the Milky Way. Stop, little brother, while the red blood of...
No, I got time for it. I'll have to take the book with me and try to learn it on the way. Where's my robe, Sade?
Right here.
Okay, I'm off. Necktie straight?
Yeah.
I'll be home in time for supper.
Well, where are you going?
Downtown.
What you gonna do?
I'll have to tell you when I get back. Right now, I'm in a terrible hurry. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye.
Shake your head for me.
He tell you what this is all about?
Oh, sure. He received a special delivery letter.
I know that much.
A special delivery letter from Lodge headquarters.
Well?
Written by Mr. Honky J. Sponger.
Well, elegant, fine, and peachy. In this special delivery letter from Lodge headquarters, what did Mr. Honky J. Sponger say?
I haven't the slightest idea.
Oh, yes.
Stuff happens, eh, Mom?
Sure, no doubt about that.
What'd you say we go out on the porch again?
All right.
It's peaceful out in the porch. The lazy sun warms the sidewalk. July breezes still stir the sleepy air. The perfume of flowers floats to the nostrils. All is calm.
All is bright.
Which concludes another brief interlude at the small house halfway up in the next block.